Hello and Happy New Year! If you're receiving this newsletter for the first time, welcome. If this isn't your first newsletter, then hello again, and I hope that 2012 has been good to you so far. It has been a long time. I cannot believe that it is February and that I have not sent out a newsletter since November. As most of you know, this is not how I normally do things. I normally send a monthly newsletter in the first week of each month. So what happened? Life has been creating some pretty big distractions for me, the biggest being that I'm pregnant and due to give birth in mid-March. This month, I would like to use my situation to help you understand a very common situation among English learners. Do you ever tell yourself, "I don't have time to study or practice English"? "I wish I had more time to study English," or "if I weren't so busy, I could study English more." To those of you who believe you do not have time, I'm sorry to say that you do. Yes, you do have time. Just like I have time to write this newsletter. It is not true to believe that I don't have time to write a newsletter once a month. I do have the time to write it, so why has it taken me 3 months to write it? Consider this. When I make an activity a priority, then it will get done. For example, being pregnant requires that I be healthy. I need to start walking for an hour a day, doing yoga for 30 minutes a day, doing prenatal exercises for 30 minutes a day, and relaxing for an hour every afternoon. That is a total of 3 hours per day that I thought I didn't have. Well, you know what? For the past 3 months, I have been doing those things 5 days a week. I somehow discovered an extra 15 hours in my week. How did I do that? Where did that time come from? Well, it isn't about time. We are all given 24 hours in a day. So what changed? Well, it's about priorities. I know that if I do all of those things, I will be healthier and my baby will also be healthier as well. That is pretty good motivation to make these activities a priority. So what about the newsletter? Well, sadly, I allowed the newsletter to drop in priority, and I just didn't write it. When I had to choose between exercises or a newsletter, I chose exercises. When I had to choose between teaching a class and writing the newsletter, I chose to teach a class. You see, it isn't that I haven't had time to write a newsletter. It's that I've had other things to do that I felt were more important. Update. You know what? I've got some good news for all of you that love this newsletter. The newsletter has been returned to its status of high priority. Yes, I need to exercise, eat well, work, sleep, socialize, and do many things, but I also need to keep in touch with all of you. So, rather than make more time in 2012, I'm going to adjust my priorities. So how does this help you learn English? How could this attitude apply to you? Let me ask you this question. Is your problem really that you don't have enough time, or that you just aren't making learning and practicing English a priority in your life? Please think about this and realize that you are in control of your life and that you spend your time or what you spend your time doing. It is hard to balance things sometimes, but I assure you that it is worth thinking about. Diana. P.S. To make this newsletter even more useful, I will sometimes record an audio version, like this one, for you to listen to.